Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me today for Chrishelle Counseling's Hope Through the Journey podcast. This podcast is all about providing hope through the challenges along your journey of life by sharing resources, strategies, tips, and tools that you may need along the way. It'll help you create that life balance you're looking for while shattering the stigma that's associated with mental health by talking about it in a way that we can all understand. Thank you so much for choosing to push play on this podcast. I am your host, Alfred Chrishelle Jr., and I am happy to be with you. I don't know about you, but these past few months have been crazy busy, and I am so happy to be back in the studio for this podcast. Now, if you noticed, I kind of teased the topic of today's show a bit. The operative word, of course, here is happy. Now, I understand that we all want to be happy, but I get a little troubled sometimes when people talk about happiness. Not that happiness isn't a nice emotion to experience, but because a lot of people, they look at happiness as the goal, the peak, the best of the best emotion to experience. People will say things like, I just want to be happy, or why can't I be happy like that person, or that person, or why can't we be happy like them? I mean, for Pete's sake, society bombards us with the idea of what happiness should be with every single advertisement and commercial we see, right? For example, you'll be happy when you buy this new Ford F-150, right, as it zooms across the screen. Or when you buy this or that, any infomercial, for example. Then, if you do that, then you'll really be happy. And no, that big, juicy cheeseburger on the screen is not going to make you happy. Not only that, is it me or does it never look like what they depict it to look like, right? You go order it, it's like, wait a minute, this doesn't look like what I saw. No, that cheeseburger that you see on the screen and that you consume is just going to add a lot of unwanted and unnecessary calories to your daily intake. Now, don't get me wrong. I have to admit, I do enjoy a good cheeseburger, but eating it is just going to require more exercise to burn those calories. And the idea that you'll be happy when you get the right job, for example, is another one I hear. Or I'll be happy when I find the right partner or when I move into the right house. I mean, all these things don't bring us long-term happiness. Not only that, we're doing something called outsourcing our happiness, right? We're saying like, I'll be happy when, and chasing happiness in this case will not only ruin you financially, but you'll be chasing this thing called happiness and it'll never be enough because there's always going to be that next best thing. Sometimes we get caught up in the comparison trap too. I mean, they used to call it keeping up with the Joneses, right? More about that later. But those were your neighbors, right? We'd call them the Joneses. Now it's keeping up with the social media posts. It's a comparison to the nth degree. So it's important here to take a time out on happiness and remind everyone that happiness, it's just one of the many, many emotions we experience that make us human beings, that make us who we are. And just like they depict in the Inside Out movies, by the way, if you haven't seen either one of those, most recently Inside Out 2, I highly recommend watching them with your little ones. I recommend watching it, period. It's such a great way to visualize emotions and how they work. But we need to feel all the feels, as they say, not just happiness. We need to feel all of our emotions. They're all a part of us. And the truth is that happiness fluctuates. It's completely normal to experience periods of joy and contentment, along with moments of stress, sadness, or frustration. If we accept this ebb and flow or back and forth of emotions, it can actually lead to a greater well-being. And so, since we're diving into happiness here, let's look at the definition of happiness for a bit. And to put it into context, let's first talk about where happiness got all of its luster from anyway. In the United States, for example, it's embedded in our Declaration of Independence in the words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I did do some research on this. So in this context, the founding fathers' meaning of the pursuit of happiness, again, based on some scholarly deep dives on the topic, was a quest for being good, not feeling good. In other words, practicing happiness as opposed to chasing it. And I want to align this interpretation of happiness with mental health in acceptance and commitment therapy's ACT definition. In ACT, happiness is defined as living a rich, full, and meaningful life. Further, happiness is personal to me. It's being at peace with myself, where I am, who I'm becoming, my path forward, being content. And that's going to be different for everyone. The other point to make here about feelings, including happiness, is that emotions in general are fleeting. We feel one, and then it goes away. And then we feel another one, and it goes away. Our ability to accept our feelings and understand that they are a part of us, and that all of our feelings have equal importance in our emotional wellness. Once we begin to practice expansion, which is the ability to allow for all of our feelings to coexist with each other while we manage them, then we begin to be more at peace with ourselves when any particular feeling shows up. When it does, we can say, hey, okay, you're here. I see you, emotion. I feel you. But I'm going to manage you, regardless of the emotion. Experiencing the feeling doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with us. It just means this is normal and what makes me human. Happiness, like all of our other emotions, is not sustainable. We don't feel 24/7, 365. We don't feel happiness or one in particular emotion for that long. It comes and it goes, and that's okay. Now, having said all of that, doesn't take away the fact that we can definitely pursue happiness. Let's talk about some ways to do that. A great way to start pursuing happiness is to start letting go. Letting go of what doesn't serve us. What I mean by that is maybe we're listening to some old narratives we've been telling ourselves. Maybe there are beliefs that we're holding on to, again, more cognitive distortions, that are preventing us from moving forward and being at peace. If we choose to let go, however, then we choose to make life much easier for ourselves. And in doing so, make ourselves a bit happier. Some other things we can do, and we've talked about these before, practicing nurturing our well-being, being kind to ourselves by practicing self-compassion, taking care of ourselves, both physically and emotionally. Do things you enjoy and really appreciate the simple things in life. You can practice gratitude. You can give back by volunteering your time, talents, or money. Find your purpose by acting on your values and invest in meaningful relationships with friends and family. These are just a few ways to get to happiness. And while those are all great ways to experience happiness, again, living that rich, full, meaningful life, we've also got to be aware of some obstacles that can get in the way. The one that immediately comes to mind is comparison, which I mentioned earlier. It's so easy to compare ourselves and our lives to others because of social media. It used to be, like I referenced earlier, it used to be back in the day we could only compare ourselves to the Joneses, our neighbors down the street. Proximity-wise, we could see the new car or the new toy that the neighbor's children had, but that was it. Comparison was limited and easier to manage. Now, with social media, my goodness, we can get so easily caught up in comparing everything and anything to ourselves, materialistically, physically, and emotionally, too. Don't do it. Put your phone down and live your best life. Another obstacle is negativity. And this one's related to a cognitive distortion called discounting the positive. If you look for negativity, you'll find it, no matter how small. Instead of thinking negatively, think productively and see how that feels. And if you really think about it, there's a lot more good going on in your life than you realize. Speaking of good, you know, there have been so many beautiful moments where happiness has entered my life. I'll share with you a moment in time that I'll never forget. I was so happy, and it was the day I passed my licensing exam. I'll never forget how much work led up to that testing day, you know, hours of review and practice, all leading up to the moment. So I'm taking the test and struggling through it, finally get to the last question, and I hit the submit button on my exam. And then I just had to wait as it was scored. So it got scored immediately, so I just kind of had to go up to the proctor's desk and let them know that I'd finished. And I remember the proctor printed out my score and asked me to step outside the room into the foyer. And I thought, oh my gosh, I must have failed, because she didn't want to say it in front of anybody else that was waiting for their scores as well. So I prepared myself for that, being told that I failed. But then something happened. She looked at the score sheet, and then she looked at me and said, "You passed." I tried to play it cool, but when I stepped in that elevator by myself, heading to the parking lot to leave, and the door to the elevator closed, my emotions took over. I was like, yes, pumping my fist in the air, jumping around the elevator. It's a good thing I was by myself in the elevator. It was just an amazing feeling. I mean, I was smiling from ear to ear for hours, probably. And while that was an example of a big moment of happiness, and there have been many, my everyday happiness is in the small moments. Like, I get so happy when I see the smile on my little boy's face. I can watch him smile all day long. Brings me such joy and happiness. Happiness for me is watching my wife sitting on the couch and thinking how lucky I am to have her to share my life with. And there are so many other everyday moments of happiness. And then another feeling finds me. Sadness, fear, maybe anger. They're all a part of me, and they're a part of you too. And that's okay. So appreciate happiness when it comes. And don't be disappointed when it leaves, because it'll be back. I hope today's podcast has enlightened you on what happiness is and how to understand and practice getting there. So thankful that you've taken time today to listen to today's show. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and family. Share the link on social media or with anyone you feel might need to hear it. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform to make sure you don't. Also, I'd love it if you would drop a review of our podcast to help bring in more listeners and get our message out to everyone. You get more by signing up for our blog. You can do that by heading over to our website, chrishellcounseling.com. That's CRIXELL counseling.com, and become a subscriber. You can follow me on my Instagram account, chrishelljr.alfred. You can find Letty at Anna Chrishell. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Don't forget that practice makes permanent. Life's a journey, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to share a little piece of my life with you. Remember, you're not alone. We're in this together. We got this. Talk soon.